KFBC, we've got the head coach of the Indians, Tag Lane, joining us here on the program. Tag, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
No problem. I mean, you guys have really put yourself in a pretty good position here in a conference that at least 1 through 6 right now has been just up for grabs completely. I mean, we got, what, 2 games separating the top 5 teams. Laramie's been tough. Heck, even Thunder Basin at 1-7 has not been an easy out. This has been as brutal in terms of competition-wise a conference season as I can remember, Tag.
There's no doubt. I was talking to Bubba before the Gillette game, and we were saying the same thing. Every game is a huge challenge. You look at the matchup, and you think you know what might happen, and you really don't until the game's played. And so, you know, we do know at this point that we got 4 games back here in Cheyenne, and that's huge for us. But that doesn't guarantee anything. You know, when you look at Gillette, got swept, and they were the number 1 team in the league and got swept last weekend by S&E. So no guarantees, but it's nice to know we don't have to go on the road and travel anymore. And hopefully we can kind of get into a rhythm here as we finish out the year.
Before the season, we talked about how you were moving Riley Fraley from more of a post role into the out to the perimeter on the wing where maybe he was more comfortable. You know, just looking at the stats, I mean, it certainly seems like that move has been one that's fit him. You know, how has that transition gone for you guys?
Well, it's been great for us, and it's been great for Riley. And what it has allowed him to do is utilize all of his open court skills and run the floor and put it on the floor. And, you know, we have, you look at our statistics, we've been a very good team in transition. You wouldn't think, you know, we outscored Gillette significantly in transition. It's something we work on every day. And when you got a couple big guys like Riley running the wing and a big guy like Willie Jones handling the ball and catching it in different areas, you know, we're a pretty tough team in transition. And, you know, Nico's leading the charge there, and he's done a great job at this point. And couple shooters to go around him, a big guy to give a presence inside. So that's been great for us. Riley's had an outstanding year.
With your freshman Lawson Levering inside, I know to put a guy like that in his first varsity experience, that can be kind of daunting, especially when you get into conference play. How has he come along, do you feel, as the season has gone on?
I've been really impressed with him, especially, you know, his defense, and I really felt maybe at the beginning of the year we'd have to zone a lot this year to protect him. And then we zoned early, and we were just not a very good zone team. And we went to the man-to-man stuff, and he had the assignment. The bigger the assignment, the tougher the assignment, the more he shows what a basketball player he is. Use his feet. You look at Gillette, and they really put 5 guards out there. And I think the first few times down the floor, they really tried to attack him and had a little bit of success. And, you know, gets moves his feet, uses his length, and really be a stopper in the perimeter. His ability to come along defensively. And, you know, we've got a few things to get ironed out offensively, but, you know, we've seen some signs there. And, you know, he's a great hard worker, and he's a never say die mentality kid. So it's a great having.
You doing that?
Sorry about that, guys. I'm in my office looking at film and preparing, so never ends.
Okay, so you got the Thunderbirds coming up, and I'm curious, Tag, and I'm not going to sit here and dwell on what happened at the end of that game the whole time, but I'm curious, do you have to talk to your team at all about, you know, keeping cooler heads, having cooler heads prevail leading into this one, or do they pretty much get the gist of the aftermath from that?
You know, it's been a while since we played, and just the way that the thing worked out, we didn't restart the league with them, and so I think we've put it behind us, but we're definitely aware that is something that, as a program, whether it's the East game or any game, that we've got to play to win the game, but play with great sportsmanship and poise, and something we talk about before every game, and this one will be no different. And, you know, you look at that situation, and you know, I think for as much bluster as there was, I was really proud that there wasn't any punches thrown, and it was more of a, you know, pushing and shoving and that type of thing. At least not any that I picked up when I was there or on film. And so, you know, it's something that's a concern, and I think we kind of put it behind us. But you know, it's there, and especially as you start preparing for East. But at this point in the year, Keith, there's so many big things that are going on about our year and our goals that I think that any kind of a personal grudge match or any of that just goes out the window, and we're focused on trying to get a W and keep this thing moving.
One of the two games that you guys had while everybody was serving suspensions was at Thunder Basin, and you guys went up there and won that one. And I remember talking to you after that game, and you were just singing the praises of some of your young guys that stepped in and played you know, big pivotal roles in that win at Thunder Basin. You know, the two-game look you got at some of those younger guys, did it maybe kind of, you know, show you a little something different about those guys? And did any of those guys kind of work their way into bigger roles going forward?
Yeah, for sure, Jeremiah. And we played 14 kids Friday night in Sheridan. And so, you know, I think those guys with the experience they've gotten, they know that they can play at that level. You know, the guys that were in there, Willie and Riley and Blaine, they played right along with those guys well. So I think those guys got some confidence in them. And then we've used them in different roles and different pieces as the year has gone on since that point. And, you know, this might be a week where, you know, they even get more, and we're starting to kind of figure out what guys do best and trying to put them in the best situation. But, you know, as much as that was a difficult situation, that was one positive that came out of it for sure.
Tag Lane joining us, Central boys basketball coach. Coach, about the Thunderbirds, Tag, I know they got the best of you in that first meeting. And this team, this East team, can be so explosive offensively. You talk about your transition. Are you comfortable with going up and down in transition with such an explosive offensive team you'll be going up against?
Yeah, for sure. We want to push the ball, and you know, we've got to do a great job of getting back defensively and slowing people down. But you know, just because you push the ball offensively doesn't mean you don't expect to get back and play defense. But you know, with the tempo of the game, that we like to play up tempo. They like to play up tempo. We've got to do a great job defensively, specifically, you know, on guys' strengths, and we have a pretty good idea of what they like to do. And so, you know, we'll have to do our work ahead of time, but we definitely are a team that likes to push it. They like to sit in the zone a little bit, and so if we can get up the floor and beat the zone up the floor as many times as we can do that, we want to do that. And when we can't, you know, we're going to try to execute and find points in the paint no matter what we're doing.
Outstanding. Tag, we appreciate the time. Best of luck. We'll see you Thursday night for the battle story. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. There you go. Right. Tag Lane.